Hey, earners, what's up? Look, today's episode is brought to you by Acorns. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of investing? I know I have. It can seem so complicated, and sometimes you just don't know where to start. Many of us think we need a lot of money to get into investing, or that we simply don't have the time to manage it. Well, today I want to share something that's going to make your life a lot easier. That's right, Acorns. Acorns makes it easier to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into the future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. Don't waste another second. Head over to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
So, okay. Talk about elevator pitch.
Yes.
And 7 steps to nailing your elevator pitch.
Yeah. So first things first is anyone that's listening to this, if you're going to be pitching, whether it's at InvestFest or you're going to be pitching at any place, the first thing is you want to have a clear and concise message. Who are you? What do you do? Who do you serve? What is it that you're actually giving to people? What do you want the judges to know or the investors to know? So have a clear and concise message. The second commandment that I would say is make sure that you know the problem. What's the problem that you're trying to solve? Lots of times I've seen people come and pitch, Rashad, and they really don't know what the problem is that they're trying to solve. They just want to sell a product to you or say, hey, can you invest in my product? So you have to make sure that when you're pitching, with your message being clear and concise, you need to make sure that you also know what the problem is. And then third, know the solution to the problem, right? What are you trying to solve? I understand you want to be able to have a tech company, but what is the solution, or what's the problem that's being solved, and what's the solution? What are the vehicles to solve that problem? The third thing is make sure that you know your market stats. Right? What's going on in the market, in the industry right now? A lot of people don't do their research on the industry stats, which leads to the next one. Who's your competitor? Right? I've seen people do pitches and we don't even know who your competitor is. You just tell us all about the business. But if we were to go deeper beyond a 60 second elevator pitch, and let's say you all were to ask more questions, one of the questions that investors are going to ask is who your competitors are, what's the market? So because of that, it's important for anyone that's pitching to do that. Make sure that you're using proper visual aids. That's another thing too. I'm not really sure how it's going to be for InvestFest when we get there, but if there are going to be visual aids, make sure that your visual aids are not all over the place. Make sure that you're not using all these different fonts and colors and everything like that. Keep it clean, keep it fresh, but make sure that every judge that's looking or any investor that's investing into what are interested in what you have to say can understand it clearly in your visual aids. I will also say just making sure that as they go through the pitch, that they speak clearly, that they understand, and also do a call to action. We've had pitch, I've sat in pitch matches or pitch competitions where, so what are you asking for? You never really say what you're asking for. Be clear and concise and make sure that whatever the call to action is, that it is clear, it is realistic. I'm looking for $2 million to do what with? What's the budget? What's the forecast? What's the numbers? That's another one. Know your numbers, right? What are the numbers going to? Where's this money going to? When is it going to happen? Most investors don't want to be married long term to something. So we want to make sure that we understand. I'm an investor myself. Make sure that we understand what's the return on investment. Do we get equity? Right? All of these things are what people should be considering when it comes to their elevator pitch, whether it's 60 seconds, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, even up to a 30 minute pitch.
Yeah, that right? Tremendous insight, because we get pitched all the time.
Yes.
And so you actually have now just helped us. Yes. And I'm sure everybody that's listening will take notes from it as well.
Yeah.
You said that vocal health is important.
Yeah.
And so these things sound like how I will prepare as I'm going to the stage.
Yes.
But there's that buildup, and we talked to a lot of people. We just had a pitch competition a few months ago, and people were talking about the anxiety that it felt leading up to the day. So what are some of the type of things that you suggest for people leading up to the event? Yeah. What should they be doing at home the week before, the month before, to prepare themselves for this moment, this 5 minute moment that could change their lives potentially?
Absolutely. First things, practice. Practice, practice, practice. And there's a couple ways in which a person can practice, right? Troy, so the first thing I'll say is practice in the mirror. See yourself so you can see how your facial expressions look, see if the nerves are taking over, right? See yourself, and lots of times people do not like to see themselves. They don't even like to hear themselves back, right? You'd be surprised that a lot of anxiety that happens on the stage happens because of what people are going through in their personal lives, and it just comes over in there. So practice, practice, practice. Practice in front of family and friends and peers, a mentor, a coach, right? And also record yourself on video and watch yourself back with no judgment. That's one of the ways in which you can actually help yourself prepare for the pitch. Another one is actually do what we call mindfulness. Walk through the pitch without you having to say something. So how am I going to enter the stage? How am I going to intro myself? How am I going to speak what I need to say? How am I going to exit the stage? How am I going to leave? Like, all of that is what we call mindfulness, whether you're performing as an entertainer or speaker. That's one of the things that I'll tell people, sit through in mind, do mindfulness of it. Another way to prepare is breathing techniques, believe it or not. There's a couple breathing techniques that I tell people to do. One is the 4-7-8, is you breathe in for 4 counts, you hold it for 7 counts, you breathe out for 8 counts. What this does is it triggers what we call the parasympathetic nervous system, which is, if you're having like a warm bowl of soup or ice cream and you're kind of like calm, where there's something called the sympathetic mode, which is that fight or flight mode. The moment people get on a stage, their palms get sweaty, they want to use the bathroom, their knees want to buckle, their mouth gets dry. And so mindfulness breathing helps them to trigger that PNS, that parasympathetic mode. I always say to arrive early. I tell people, go to the venue, see what it looks like. Like, look at the stage, sit down in the chair, and actually visualize what it's gonna look like, the audience that's gonna be there. Walk yourself through it as you do mindfulness, but be in the environment as well. That's going to help a lot in preparing. And then also to making sure that you have a backup. One of the, I had a pitch competition that that I was a judge at. One of the persons forgot their visuals. And so they did a whole entire pitch asking for a whole bunch of money with no visuals whatsoever. Mess up their entire elevator pitch. And so I tell those that are preparing, make sure you have a backup. If you're going to be doing something where you're sending something electronically, make sure you have something on a USB drive, a Google drive, some sort of electronic drive, so that your anxiety can actually decrease. Because lots of times people kind of cause their own anxiety too, because of lack of preparation. So those are practical things that they can do to prepare for their pitch.
Yeah, just a follow up, because a lot of times people will confuse anxiety with nervousness.
Yes.
Some people will say it's healthy to feel nervous, or
yes,
it's healthy to feel angst before something because you're prepared for it, you want to deliver it,
yeah,
you want to do a great job.
Yeah.
Is it healthy, or when does it not become healthy?
Absolutely. It's absolutely healthy to be nervous. I was nervous coming here because I've never met you guys in person. I'm like, what are they going to ask me? I don't know. So there's something called good nerves. You just can't allow those nerves to take over and become your master. And that's where anxiety comes in. Anxiety and angst really says, what if something happens? And what do I need to do to prepare just in case what if happens? So there's something between wisdom and then allowing anxiety to take over. Wisdom says, you know what? Let me have a backup. That's not anxiety. That's just wisdom. Mm. But anxiety is like all of the intrusive thoughts going through your head. That's literally just thoughts. Two things that I've learned in life, guys. No one owes me anything, and never create a story. Anxiety is the culprit that helps people create stories that literally don't even exist. And so because of that, absolutely, there's a difference between nerves and anxiety. Nerves is good, right? But you don't have to let it master you.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.